Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Tea with Gabs. Today, I'm joined with three of my friends, James, Gabriel, and Omer. And we're going to be talking about some controversial topics. Do you want to tell us the topics, James?
Yes, of course. For today's episode, Gabriela asked me some topics that a lot of people don't really feel comfortable talking about in public, one of them being their stance on abortion and whether or not there should be limitations to the First Amendment. For those who don't know, the First Amendment is the freedom of speech in the United States. We are speaking in American perspective, but across the Western world as a whole suffices, so Israel is included in that categorization.
Exactly. But we're... Me and James are the opposing teams.
We need to get Omer's perspective. So, Omer, before you asked me a little bit to elaborate on the First Amendment limitation and the abortion, but we'll start with that one.
You sound so serious. It's like I'm in court. Okay, continue.
I'll start with that one. Basically, what we were speaking about and what we defined to be the limitation on the First Amendment, a lot of people have a perspective that, yes, we have freedom of speech, but there are certain aspects of that freedom of speech that should and should not be respected. One of the biggest arguments are like, say, if you're in a crowded theater and then you suddenly yell fire, if there's no fire, just to cause chaos and commotion. There's certain things like that where...
Is that freedom of speech?
That's a debate, whether or not it should be classified as freedom of speech or not. But that's where we're talking. Your stance, Gabriela, as I understood, is that there should be limitations on the freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Okay. My personal stance is that I don't believe there should be any limitations on the freedom of speech. Freedom of speech should be full freedom of speech, yet there should be education and understanding and repercussions due to certain aspects of using freedom of speech. What about you, Omer?
I tend to agree with James about this one. Because if you just put it to the government to put limitations on freedom of speech, it will just go the wrong way.
Exactly. I agree with you on that regard, because I think a big misconception in today's society is people look back at fascism and is simply, you know, Hitler Mussolini's rule from World War II, but people tend to forget that fascism is the censorship of the population and of the media in favor of a regime. Yeah. And when you start to limit the freedom of speech, you're treading dangerously close to a fascistic regime. If I cannot speak freely over what I perceive to be an issue, then I cannot speak for a governmental problem or corruption, things like that. Things that what makes our society great. What do you think about that?
Like, no. There are examples for places where limitations of freedom of speech happen, you know? And it's like North Korea, South? Oh, North Korea and Iran. And, you know, these places, sometimes even Russia, actually. And once you put limitation to that, it goes way too far.
I agree. You know, so in the United States, the Supreme Court of Justice defines freedom of speech and its rules regarding it as, quote, well-defined and limited. And when they say limited, they're not really well-defined. In my opinion, they're unjust and they go against the base rule of democracy. They say, the Supreme Court of Justice says, that the limitations to the freedom of speech include obscenity, defamation, fraud, and to incite violence or threats. Those are what do not get classified in the United States as freedom of speech. So if I threaten Gabriela and I tell her, I'm going to break into your house, apparently that's not freedom of speech because it's a threat. Now, should I be able to be held accountable for making a claim like that, even though no action has been committed? What is your opinion on that?
Okay.
Well, I don't... Wow. I don't know. Like, if I would have said, I'm going to break into your house, then I feel like I shouldn't be I shouldn't be in jail for that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But some people would actually take
action. It's a threat.
If I said, I'm going to break into your house, but I don't actually break into
it's a threat.
Yeah, but okay, like, well, how many times
I'm gonna murder you?
But what if I say I'm gonna?
Yeah,
hit you?
How many times have you told your friend I'm gonna kill you? Like, as a joke.
No, you should be giving a warning.
Oh, okay, but a warning, and then what happens after the warning, and what happens then, and then, and then eventually
you get two warnings because it's harassment, also.
Well, okay, first off, then you're branching out into harassment, but how do we define harassment into
harassment? If
I'm not doing anything physical.
No, but you're threatening me.
I said I'm going to break into your house. I'm not threatening you.
So if I tell Gabriel I'm going to murder you.
Yes.
But meaning it. And then I keep saying I'm going to murder you. It's a threat.
It's a threat, sure, but does it go against the freedom of speech? I think you're in every single right in the world to say that. Should the police start looking at you objectively and saying, hold up, wait a minute, let's take a look at this person, at this perspective? Sure, they're allowed to put you on some sort of watch list. I am not opposed to that whatsoever. But can I now call the police and say, oh, she's going to break into my house when she hasn't done anything and there's no proof of anything? No, it's freedom of speech. I can also say that I think that President Trump is one of the best presidents in United States history.
You could say that, but it's not a threat to him.
It's not a threat, but I could also say that Obama's scum. I could also call him scum.
Yeah, you could.
It's
different when you say I'm going to murder you or hit you.
It is different, but can I be arrested for making a claim?
If you're
murdering
someone and say it, that is a threat by the law.
Oh, sure, it's a threat, but can I be... I disagree with the notion that I can be arrested or charged in a criminal court... in a criminal court because of a threat. I still think that I am under the limitations of the freedom of speech.
I don't think
What do you think, Omar?
No.
I don't think
because,
so
like,
either.
It's the same, like, if I'm an artist and I don't like Trump, okay? And I saw a picture, like, some artist posted it. She drew... she was painting Trump with his head, like, ripped off his body. And, like, the United States of America holding his butt. Whatever, okay? He was dead. He was murdered in this picture. So that's, like, she can get arrested for that. That's just dumb to me.
I see with what you're saying. And I do agree. And I'm pretty sure I've seen something similar to that in the United States. The one difference that I keep pointing out is that yes, she's allowed, or anyone is allowed to say whatever they want, and they should be allowed to say, death to the president, death to democracy, I support Karl Marx. They can say whatever the hell they want to say, in my opinion. Should they be viewed as a little bit more dangerous, or on a certain list of saying, let's monitor them carefully? Of course. Can I throw the person in jail for saying something? Is it right to do so? No. I disagree.
Yeah.
I could also be... the difference between...
there's also a difference if you, like, tell a president, go fuck yourself, I hope you're gonna die. That's not a threat, but if you, like, say to someone personally that you know him, and, like, that's a threat.
Right, okay. But now, I agree, it is a threat. I'm not saying that it's not a threat, but I'm on the notion of, now, the police intervention and the court of law intervention, how far does that go? Because... right now, yes, it's a threat, but if I now can get arrested for that, it could be that Gabriel and I are planning to...
You'll get a fine, not arrested.
Okay, but why should I get a fine? It's going against my freedom of speech. If I'm constitution, if I'm given by law that I'm free to talk and I'm free to say whatever the hell I want to say, how can I be charged for saying something that goes under that? Yes, it's a threat, but I haven't acted on those threats. Mad, we've said I'm gonna hit someone, or you said I'm gonna kill you if you continue talking. None of us probably meant it,
but I can have you arrested for it. It's
I'm saying threat. That it's I just because you can have something done now does not mean that it's the correct thing to do. We're here having this conversation on what is the correct situation or what is the wrong situation.
Yeah, but honestly, like, telling someone I'm gonna kill you, I'm gonna murder you, it's kind of wrong too, so...
You guys are all going back to the I'm killing you, I'm gonna murder you. What if I change it from I'm gonna kill you, I'm gonna murder you to freedom of speech regarding I found out or I have a big suspicion that someone in the government is corrupt. Not even the president, some mayor in some regular office is corrupt.
Now that's against the freedom... Is that that's against, not against it?
That's not freedom of speech. That's against the government.
No, but it's I'm start making claims and I start writing in newspapers. This person is corrupt. They've been taking money from this company in order to help them promote their buildings. And I start saying that. Okay.
It's against the government.
It's against the government, but am I still in my rights of freedom of speech of saying that?
No.
I'm making threats, technically. I'm making a threat that I'm saying, oh, you should do this because I know you're corrupt and you're going to get thrown in prison. I'm making a threat, but is it against my freedom of speech of saying that?
I don't think it's a threat. It's not a threat.
It's an indirect threat. If I say I'm wrong, let's pretend that I run a newspaper and I have a suspicion that the mayor of Herzliya is corrupt, okay? This is all hypothetical for anyone listening. Now, in my newspaper, I start running articles and advertisements and saying a lot of things that the mayor of Herzliya is corrupt. Now, let's also assume that I'm completely wrong. Technically, according to the laws that are in place right now, the mayor of Herzliya can sue me for trying to shed a light on a character that is non-existent and for making claims that do not exist. I can be sued for that.
If you're wrong, then you'll get sued. If you are not wrong, then it's okay.
So it's only defamation as long as I'm correct. But where does my freedom of speech lie? I shouldn't be able to get sued anyway because I think that it goes with my freedom of speech of saying I believe in something. Even if I'm wrong, I can still say I believe it. Why should I be held accountable for saying something, even if I'm wrong? Now, if I was right, I'm praised out to be a hero. That's the issue with the society.
Freedom of speech, it differs. Why? In some different things. That you agree on. Like, what? That it's correct. Like, I fully, like, I'm with you agree you on that I should, one. That I but should on the murder thing, it's not.
No, but, okay, let's stay for the murder for a second so we can focus on other characteristics.
Well, on this one, you're right.
Between here. When you tell a girl, I will kill you and a man, both sides gonna take it differently.
Why?
Right. No, Gabriel's also bringing up a good point. Why should I be held responsible for how you perceive what I said? Now, we're using an extreme case of saying, I'm going to kill you. But if I say something like, if you don't stop, it's not going to end well. I'm insinuating that it's not going to end well. But I'm not telling you how it's going
to
end.
Then you can perceive that as me. No,
but why should that be up to me? You can perceive that as me trying to hit you. You could perceive that as me yelling at you. You could perceive that as me walking away from you and never speaking to you again. Not going to end well is very vague. But why should I be held accountable? He brought up a really good point in saying, listen, it shouldn't be up to me on how you perceive something, but it should be up to the law to dictate whether or not am I allowed to say that. I should be fully in my right to say anything that I want to as long as I don't act upon it. If I go and I do anything to physically harm you, of course I'm put in jail. Or I should be held accountable. But for just saying, if you don't stop, it's not going to end well, giving a threat... Threats should be under freedom of speech.
No.
Why not?
No, it's still a threat. You need to back up your claim
other than
no, that. But it's still a threat.
I'm not saying that's not a threat. I'm saying it should be considered freedom of speech. That's
so if I... Wait, let me put another example. Because you put examples that favor your claim, not ours.
Well, this is the whole portion of a debate is to try to advance your position and convince you onto mine. You guys are going back to the, I'm going to kill you, but I'm trying to be more objective and show different sides of the threatening argument. Now, two of those, other than the direct words, I will kill you, you guys tended to agree with me. The only thing that changed from you're agreeing with me to not agreeing with me is the simple fact of not saying the direct words, I will kill you. Now, Now let's use something else other than physical violence, because we're talking a lot about physical violence. What if a group of guys are walking down the beach and they see an attractive female, and then they start making some comments about that female, saying, wow, she's so attractive, she's so hot, I would sleep with her, I'm not going to use vulgar language right
it's
now
harassment.
On the podcast. But if I'm saying it, if not me, but if the guys are saying it, if the guys are saying it between them in a very, not even, I'm not saying respectful, but just between them, their freedom of speech of saying what they want to. It's not harassment. They're simply exercising their right of the freedom of speech. I'm allowed to say what I want the same way that you're allowed to say that a person is mean, and you can say that that girl is ugly, and you can say that I have short hair. You're exercising your right of freedom of speech. just because it offends someone.
But freedom of speech has limitations.
That's what we're arguing. We're having the debate. Should it have limitations?
I agree with you, but also you guys are doing the same with boys.
No. Same thing. First off, let's stay away from the gender thing. Yes, girls do the same with guys. Guys do the same with girls. Let's disassociate gender because we're talking strictly right now about the freedom of speech and the First Amendment. You're saying the First Amendment has limitations. I'm arguing on the perspective that the First Amendment should not have any limitations.
Exactly. For the same.
Yes, and I'm saying, but if we're on but you going on the threatening space. But if two guys, three guys, four guys.
That's my limit, because that's my limit.
But you're saying it's harassment. But now you're going to have to go back and
if they act,
harassment.
No, but if they act on it.
But we didn't act on anything. We're just commenting. The same way I'm commenting that I like your shirt.
Okay, but commenting is between you and your friends is not violation.
It's not violation.
That's what I'm saying.
Of the First Amendment?
No, it's not violation.
Of what?
Of the First Amendment.
It's not a threat. And
it's just like chatting. But act on it.
Okay, what if I go up to the girl and I say that you're really attractive?
Depending how you say it. You cannot say, I like your dress, take it off.
Why can't I say
that? No, because that's harassment.
No, but it's rude, disgusting, and obscene behavior.
Exactly.
But why can I not say it?
You can say it, but I'm going to attack you.
First off,
I feel like there shouldn't be any explanation to that. It's just basic.
I'm not saying that it's a right thing to say, and I'm not talking about societal rules right now.
Yeah,
I'm agreeing with you guys that it's terrible, but in terms of law, why can I not say it? I have the freedom of speech. Then if I cannot say it, we're essentially agreeing right now that the freedom of speech is complete bullshit. Sorry for my language for the podcast. It's complete crap. It doesn't matter. And you can only say what people who are in power think is right or wrong.
That's what I'm
saying.
That
is treading dangerously close to fascism.
Okay, but freedom of speech is important and you can say whatever you want as long as it doesn't hurt anyone else. Once you come and arrest me at the beach, it hurts me. That's no longer freedom
of speech. Exactly, that's why you should have
harassment.
You guys are defining harassment very, very, very weakly at this time, in my opinion. Because you guys are saying anything that may or may not hurt you is harassment. But I don't think that is the case. Just because...
You miss my point. I'm saying you can say whatever you want. You have your freedom of speech. It shouldn't be limited to threads or whatever. There shouldn't be limitations to that, beside the fact that as long as it doesn't hurt anyone else, it's okay.
Okay, but then how do we define what hurts and what doesn't hurt anyone else? Because me saying a comment to Gabriella of, wow, you're ugly, may not hurt her, but me saying a comment to you, I don't know you that well, but saying a comment to you, I you're ugly, may hurt you, right?
It's leaving
a very fine line of what's left to perception.
Exactly, and that's harassment, our limit.
But harassment, because we keep going back there. Harassment is defined by Merriam-Webster Dictionary as aggressive or intimidating behavior or pressure.
Intimidating.
So, intimidating. Who's there to define intimidating?
Us.
If I persist and keep going back to you every single day and saying, wow, you're so attractive, I would sleep with you. Wow, you're so ugly, I hate you. Sure, fine. Maybe if I do that for a long enough time, that can be considered harassment. But it's what's the difference of me saying your shirt is nice every day? Why? Just because one hurts your feelings and one doesn't?
That's not...
Should the freedom
your shirt is nice, it's fine.
But if I say your shirt is nice,
take it. That's what I'm saying.
But okay, even if I say that...
It's intimidating. Even one time if you
Why?
Say it, it's intimidating.
I'm saying it, so I'm insinuating that I might do something to you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. You're just assuming
Look,
the worst.
I don't think anyone is going to go to the police for someone telling them, your shirt is nice, take it off, one time.
Even if I do it 10 times.
Well, I will not like that even once.
Even
time.
If I do it 10 times. Let's assume that the person does go to the police. Our whole topic of conversation right now is, should the police have the power to do something about it? Because in this hypothetical that we're talking about, in this thought experiment, I have not touched the female. I have not in any way threatened the female. I have only repeated one sentence over and over, and it happened to make her uncomfortable. It could have made another female feel happy, but this specific one happened to make her feel uncomfortable. Does that mean that my freedom of speech rights are eliminated? She
but
is
this
in
is
every
not
right to get a restraining
of
order.
Speech.
But it is
freedom of speech is your shirt is nice. Okay.
No, it's not. That's just freedom of speech is the freedom of speech is defined as me being able to say whatever I want to say, whenever I want to say it, regardless of the situation. If I'm not in your property, in the United States, you can define what is said and what isn't said on your property, right? But if I'm in a public property where the freedom of speech applies from a constitutional level, as it does in Israel, then there is no reason for me not to be able to say, your shirt is nice, take it off. Even if I say it over and over and over again. Yes, by law and by your right, you can get a restraining order against me and I won't be able to come near you. But I'm still allowed to say from a distance,
because
your shirt is nice, take it off. That's a whole beautiful part.
But then there, will be no end to this conversation.
You have your freedom of speech, but you don't have values.
But are we talking
to the
about
other
values?
Person?
No, but are we talking about values, or are we talking about legal rights of being able to say what you want to say or not?
Basic humanity. That's what it's about.
Him.
Do you guys want to move on to the abortion topic?
Yeah, yes, please.
Okay. You guys can propose your idea.
Okay. Me and Omer, we talked about this last time.
Yeah.
Why are you excited that we are?
Because I really want you guys' opinion about this, right?
We are, against. Okay.
Okay.
What's the other?
What is your stance on abortion? Are you pro abortion
anti-abortion? We're anti-abortion.
Oh, you're anti-abortionists. Like, you believe abortion should be illegal.
We're pro-abortion.
So you're pro-abortion. Yes, Omer?
Yeah.
Yes, Omer, you believe abortion should be legal?
What? I'm sorry? Again?
You believe abortion should be legal?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Can we talk about our side?
Talk about your side all you want. Let's start with you guys. And then
I talked about this with Omer the other day.
Wait, one second. I'm sorry I'm cutting you off, Gabriela. Are the boys like anti abortion?
I don't know about the boys, but
that explains everything.
I'm
like, we don't even need to explain
why.
Because it's not your
body.
What
makes you think?
It's not even your choice.
What makes you two think? Yeah, it's your choice.
It's not your choice. You have a body inside of you that's not your body.
Exactly.
It's not your choice.
It's my body.
It's not a human. It's literally
someone else's cells and 50% someone else's DNA.
Are you giving birth to it?
It doesn't matter.
It's still our child.
Let's slow down. Everyone, let's slow down. Because we jumped into a very, very deep portion of the conversation without at all defining anything else for the base of the discussion.
Because two boys who are...
I don't know about Gabriel's opinion. I'm not arguing as the boys. I'm arguing as my opinion. I don't know about his opinion. My opinion, I know, is that I am anti-abortion. Completely anti-abortion. Okay?
Surprise.
At any situation. I'm also
any
conservative.
Any situation, you're anti-abortion.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Any situation.
Okay. Now, how are we defining it? You're insinuating for the cases that are rape and incest, correct?
No, we're insinuating everything.
No, because she says
if you're poor.
No,
I'm saying whether I'm raped, whether it's incest, whether I cannot raise the child, whatever.
Okay, so let me break it down to know some statistics here. Let me break down the reasons in the United States. I can't speak worldwide and I can't speak for Israel at this moment, but reasons in the United States by percentage for abortion from the Washington Post and the Institution of Abortions in the United States. I can't remember the exact name. 74% of women claim to get an abortion because having the baby would quote unquote change their lives. 73% of women, obviously these can overlap reasonings, 73% of women say they cannot afford raising a child. 73% say they can't afford it. 48% of women are anti-single motherhood, which is a very good reasoning, but still. Only 1% of females claim to get an abortion due to rape and incest combined. Only 1% of all abortions.
Okay, but how does the reason for the abortion affect the fact that this woman does not want the child?
Okay, now, good. Now we're laying some groundwork. We discussed about the most common reasonings for abortion, okay? You have rape, incest, single motherhood, can't afford it, and it might...
Wait, what's incest?
Incest is when a family member doesn't want a baby member.
Oh,
no, when you sleep with a family member and the child becomes the family members, that's incest.
I thought incest was when they put a thing.
No. Now, most people who are pro-choice say...
Man is cutting off his toenails next to you.
Yeah, it's a little bit nasty, especially since I know what you used those scissors to use for yesterday. Okay, I know what you used the scissors
for.
What did he do? Doesn't matter. Not for the butt guys.
Did you cut up your pubes with
No. Wait, we're in the middle of a civil podcast.
Yeah,
right now, okay. You're saying, Omer, that it shouldn't be up to a man to decide this because it's not my... not my understanding of how it is to have a baby, but should it really
No, it's not what I'm saying. I feel like if a couple wants to go and have an abortion, both sides should like make the decision together. But a government full of men cannot pass a law that abortions are illegal.
Why are we going back to the sexism argument when we're just trying out a civil debate?
Have you ever met a woman that's pro-abortion?
That's pro, yes. Have I met a woman that's anti-abortion? Plenty.
Wait.
Plenty.
What are we?
You guys are pro-abortion.
Okay, exactly. Have you met?
I've met plenty who are
anti. And what's their argument?
Very similar to mine, because at the moment you start to understand that a fetus is not what the left wants you to believe to be a fetus.
It's your body.
But it's... Do you want me to explain how abortion is done?
Depending on what abortions. Some women can take the pill,
but no,
and
so
it's over.
No, so you, first off,
that's
depending
right.
on the stage, you have very
exactly.
different stages for abortion.
Exactly.
Okay? You have abortions that stem from week 9 and week 10, week 13, week 15, and so on. Week 4 and week 3 are the very, very early abortions.
Exactly.
Right?
So
those
pill.
Ones is... The pill only applies, you have the day after pill, okay? Plan B,
no,
things like
pill,
that.
No, the pill is also abortion.
When you have the fetus inside you and the bundle of cells, as you guys like to call it, is already formed, the pill doesn't help. You need to get surgically removed.
That's what I'm not agreeing. That's when you literally fuck up and you're done. Then I don't agree with abortion.
A pill is not abortion. When you take a pill a couple days after you have sex and you think that you're pregnant, okay.
No, the pill is not abortion.
Okay, so let's define this. Do you know what the difference between an embryo and a fetus is?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
The embryo is already full made.
No, exactly.
The fetus.
I have it written here.
No, the
I have
fetus
it written here.
Is this like literally few months, weeks after.
No.
Don't
embryo.
Don't even find me on this.
Gabrielle, I did my due diligence when we said we're having this argument. I understood. I read this. I have it right here. An embryo is from 0 to 11 weeks. A fetus is 11 weeks further on towards the end of the pregnancy. An embryo from 0 to 11 weeks, it's right at conception. Conception, the left defines conception as very, very dumb, but conception is simply the moment where the egg and the sperm cell meet, fertilization occurs, and it starts developing. I don't know, because you just got kind of confused the embryo and the fetus. Now, you said you're fine on the embryonic stage abortions from 0 to 11 weeks. Do you want me to tell you what happens between 0 and 11 weeks in terms of fetus development or embryonic development?
Okay, tell me.
Week 9 and 10, teeth in the eyes are formed. Week 11, taste buds are formed, meaning they can taste the same foods you can. Week 4, eyes are formed. Week 3, brain and spine are formed. Well, okay, week 15, that's already when it's becoming a fetus and further on. But already those few things is what happens beforehand. Now, we're talking about a life. Whether you like it or not, we're talking human life.
It's not yet alive.
How do you define a life? Because I have that right here. What defines a life? I believe, as a lot with a lot of people who are anti-abortion, believes life begins at conception. When sperm meets eggs and fertilization occurs. I have it written here if you wanted to take a look at some notes.
No, that's not life.
Okay, if we're talking about when life is defined or what quantifies life, how do you quantify life? What do I mean by quantify life? How do you say this is an actual human? This is a human life.
When it's born.
When it's born. So you're one of those people. Wait, don't scream. What about
this is nonsense. You're like, really?
You're speaking nonsense.
No. Answer the question. When do you define life?
You know, I don't, if I'll ever be in the situation, you feel it. You feel if you need to have an abortion. You feel if you don't.
No, you can't say I feel. When do you define a human life? Yeah,
everyone is trying to be like.
But it's very basic because one, it's not me saying, oh, go have sex whenever you want with whoever you want. That is your choice. Go do whatever you want with your life. If you want to drop out of school, that's on you. If you want to have a child, that's on you. But I disagree with the notion that you can just say, oopsie, I had sex without protection. Let me go kill the baby that's in my stomach.
You fucked up. No,
but let me go kill the baby in my stomach.
You're not ready. Okay. Let's say a thing. I live in the slums.
Okay.
I'm a prostitute.
Okay.
Okay. That's my job.
Okay. Technically, it's illegal, but okay. Prostitution's not legal.
Have you been in Colombia?
It's also not legal. In Israel and in most of the world, prostitution is not legal.
Okay, continue.
So,
okay. It's still a job. But
okay,
whatever.
Fine.
I work my daily hours at the corner.
Okay.
Then,
you eventually get knocked up.
And then I get knocked up.
Okay.
I don't have the financial means to raise this baby.
I'm not saying.
And
I'm not gonna. So I'm not saying you are now forced to raise the baby. I'm also.
But
saying,
you're saying you. I can't have
I'm
an
forced,
abortion.
No,
oh
I'm
my
saying
God.
You're forced to. Give
so
the
you're
baby
saying
to
have the baby
born.
And send
and
it
then
to
you
a
can give it to
kid.
A
no, you're saying have the baby.
Yeah,
God.
I'm saying you have the baby, baby, give it on to a foster family.
No!
Yes!
Yeah. What are the chances that a foster family is going
to
take the kid?
Say that again, Omer.
What do you think are the chances that kids are actually getting adopted?
Okay, just because that the foster system isn't the best, which I agree with you that
well,
it's not
much better than
can,
taking an adoption.
It's much better than just up and saying, oh, I'm going to kill the baby that's in my stomach just because
it's
I don't think that I can afford
a baby. It's
it
a
is
bunch
a baby.
Of cells.
You
it
are also
emotions.
A bunch of cells. The one difference is how you can are configured. We're all a
I
bunch
have
of
feelings.
Cells.
I have, like, I can oh, think. I can do.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much
it's
for bringing
different.
Up this conversation.
I have to go.
No, you have 10 minutes. I'm driving you. No, now you said you have feelings and you have. Wait. You said you have feelings and you can think. Okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What about someone who's in a coma? They don't have feelings and they can't think. Is it right
they
for me?
Feelings. They have feelings.
No, they're just, their brainwaves are they're existent, but they only have alpha and theta brainwaves, and they do not have feelings. They're in a state of a comatose. That's why we just say coma. Is it right for me to also take a knife and just go stab them? Because they don't have feelings. They can't
think.
It's
absolutely not the same.
It is the same, though.
People from coma might not wake up, but they might wake
up
and
so
get back
that's the difference.
To life again.
A baby,
a fetus
cannot
just become a human
in
6 day.
Months it will. In 6 months it will.
In
the
six
coma,
months, those 6 months he's nothing.
Your coma argument is counterproductive because you don't know if a coma is ever going to wake up. But you do know that in 6 months the fetus comes out as a baby.
Okay, but I have time to
studies
prevent
have shown.
That. I can't
no,
prevent
by what?
That.
By killing?
So,
by killing the baby?
It's not killing. Dude, don't get
it
there.
Is.
It's not
it
killing.
It is killing.
Abortion
it's
is
absolutely
not
murder.
It's murder. Oh my God.
It's just because,
but
just
wait,
because,
I didn't say my
okay,
argument.
You say your argument.
Okay, so I was in, long time short, long story short, the baby, when I was in Colombia, I went to this foster homie for kids that were born from prostitutes.
Okay.
They'd had a shitty life. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But they didn't have.
A shitty life is better than no life.
No.
Hell
no.
Sorry.
No. What, so, you are
so wrong. The street,
no,
you
no.
can just go and kill them?
No, I'm not
the people
that.
Who are in comas
that.
In the hospital
ask
can kill them?
Those kids or ask a person that doesn't have the needs for a better life or can't make a better life.
I'm not saying that the government needs to disregard them and throw them on the street, but I am saying that it's not up to you to kill the baby. That thing is not a part of you.
But that thing doesn't have thoughts.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't
by
have
week
no,
11,
it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Week 11, formed enough to produce enough brain waves in order to feel emotions.
Enough
it feels yours. It feel your
wait,
emotions.
Wait.
You're mad.
I
want to
go back to what
yours.
You said. Can
okay.
I go back to that? You
of course.
Said that life is better than no life.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know you, okay? I assume you're very privileged, okay?
You assume I'm very privileged. Okay.
Yeah. We're all privileged. We have house.
Yes.
We have food.
Yes, yes.
We have a family. Okay, whatever. Who are you to say a shitty life is better than no life?
a person who values life at all costs. I value...
No,
just because I have privilege or not.
In a foster house
then tell me
Africa who doesn't even have water.
So tell me why he doesn't commit... Wait. So tell me why he doesn't commit suicide. Because if his life is so shitty that he thinks that death is more valuable. I'm playing back the same card that you're trying to play on me by saying some kid in Africa.
Like, this is nonsense. A kid cannot
But if his life...
First of all, most of them just die from hunger because she...
We're talking about... We're not talking about Africa. We're talking about the Western world. Most of them do not die from hunger. The percentage who die from hunger in the Western world is very, very, very low. It's below 0.1%.
Are we in Yemen?
We're not in Yemen. Yemen's not considered the Western world. The amount of poverty level in the Western world is also very low, especially for children. You don't see children running around the streets, sleeping on the street every night. Old people who've made mistakes in their lives or have problems. And yes, the government should help them out too. But the children, where the children live and where the children stay, they have institutions. The institutions are not the best for them, but they have institutions.
We have to go. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we have to go.
We'll do this again.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. Tune up for next week.
Good chat.
But we have to do this again. Oh my God, this
man is
naked next to me.
Bye.
Bye.